are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. A big congratulations to Congressman Anthony Weiner for his little wiener. You know, we're all having fun with this one. I'm not talking about his little wiener. I'm talking about his baby. Well, I'm not talking about, I don't know what size it is, but he has a little wiener now. Jordan Zane Weiner has been born. Anthony Weiner, Congressman Anthony Weiner, and his wife, Huma Abedin, are very, very happy. Unfortunately, you know, she had to go through her pregnancy with this whole scandal of Anthony Weiner tweeting, right, his underwear and tube sock in his underwear or whatever he did. Right. And good for her for getting through this. I'm, you know, not sure how they worked it out. I almost don't think I want to know. But, you know, it almost turned me off Twitter for good. And in fact, I really wasn't on Twitter because I didn't want to accidentally see Anthony Weiner or his pseudopod. But his baby's been born, healthy boy. Congratulations. Wonderful. All right. Got a lot to talk about on today's show. Looks like antidepressants and talk therapy and all this that we're doing for depression, right, and anxiety, they're saying it's no better than placebo. Another study say placebo is better. Okay. Am I the only one getting suspicious about this? What are they trying to tell us? Just go get placebo. Remember we were talking about that gel, that Libby gel or whatever that's supposed to help women's libido. And they said they did the gel, they did placebo. The women on the placebo did better. They are trying to get us in the medical community to just hand out placebo because it's cheaper. All right. Not going to happen. All right. I don't care if Obamacare takes over. People are going to want actual medications. Okay. It's not going to work. Guys, you got to be careful with these studies. All right, you know, be careful, really, but we'll talk about that because I do have to admit there is a very, very small part of this that actually could be true because, you know, many of my patients who are on medications are still depressed. You know, well, maybe the medication's not the right medication for them, right? Maybe medication's not what they need. So very interesting, another placebo study. Okay, what's this study here? Most women who regain fat as an older woman is fat and not muscle. Well, duh. Ooh, hepatitis B vaccine recommended for adults with diabetes. That's right. Many of you diabetics out there, you're not getting the flu. You should be getting the flu vaccine also. You should be getting a pneumonia shot. But the hepatitis B vaccine, extremely important. Also, it looks like Christmas caroling helps people with dementia. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. That's right. That's right. You want to help somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's? Fa-la-la around them. Also, just want to talk about some quick holiday frauds you need to be aware of. It looks like there's the man that actually stopped the underwear bomber. Remember the underwear bomber last Christmas? Right? The man that stopped the underwear bomber, right, should be a hero. Well, I don't think anybody gave him any credit. So now he's suing the airline. Actually, a couple of the airlines, he wants some money. Okay, so I was going to talk about this missing Arizona student and why people are getting stuck in the snow, possibly frostbiting off their feet, and then flu shots. Men are supposed to get the flu shots in the morning. Women are supposed to get them in the afternoon. I'll tell you why. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can email me on my website at drdahlia.com. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your local city, at your local talk station, give them a call and say, bring the Dr. Dahlia Show. You can email them. You can call them. If you don't know who your local station is, email our show, and our producers are going to tell you where to go, all right? Because I love the fact that you all listen. I want you to be able to keep listening. Okay, so it looks like right now they're saying here Elder George Bush is backing Romney, not even Perry, right? Perry's the governor of Texas. George Bush isn't backing Perry. He backs Romney, isn't a Gingrich fan. He says Mitt Romney is the best choice for the Republican nomination. That's kind of interesting. I didn't see that one coming. You'd think he would have backed Perry. You see Mitt Romney. You see Barbara Bush. She still looks good. Barbara Bush is looking pretty good. She's got the dog. The dog looks happy. Looks like George Bush has a dog. The dog is kind of cute. It's kind of one of those, like, it almost looks like one of those toy dogs. Maybe it is. I don't know how they got the dogs to sit still. My dogs never sit still for pictures, right? Or one, you know, has gas, and that's never fun. You know, I can't get my dogs to sit still. That's amazing. All right, so for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also have some recalls. Looks like there may be, well, not so much a recall, but there's a baby formula that was out on the market that unfortunately was contaminated with bacteria. All right, and this bacteria caused a baby to die. And Walmart is taking them off the shelves. Many companies now are taking them off the shelves. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this strike that's going on right now in California with nurses and is also going to, looks like, take place in New York January 3rd. Why are they striking? Do they deserve to strike? What kind of money are they making and what's going on? So I want to get through all this. Okay, so first story on the plate here is chronic school absenteeism linked to mental health problems. They say if you're teenagers or kids want to miss school and continually miss school, they're going to be more inclined to have a mental health disorder. Really? Yep. They don't like school. I mean, you think they're pretty smart and intuitive, but it's a sign of depression, they're saying. So somebody doesn't like school. They don't want to go. They want to sleep in, right? They could be having an issue then, or they may be more linked or inclined to have depression. Now, honestly, you know, I didn't realize why some of my children don't like school. It's not so much homework. Sometimes kids are bullying, right? Sometimes, you know, girls especially, whether you're a guy going to school or whether you're a girl going to school, girls are rough. Little girls are rough. They're very mean, very petty. We have some girls in my kids' school right now, extremely mean. Oh, you know, and I want to go down there and I want to give them a piece of my mind. So, you know, your kids may not want to go to school because of bullying or other issues. But then you can make an argument there, too. They don't want to go to school, right? Because they're getting bullied, they could be getting depressed. So just kind of keep an eye on it. If your kids don't want to go to school, there could be something kooky going on. All right, when we come back, all these medical stories, your questions, we got a lot of them by email at drdahlia.com. Just stay tuned. Be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
And we're back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. All right, Richard from White Plains writes, Dr. Dahlia, I pull my back out a lot. What am I supposed to do each time it happens? I can move, but my back aches for 3-4 days and then subsides. What do you recommend? Okay, a lot of us hurt our backs, and I'm glad you bring this up, because I'm really glad you bring this up, because last week, when before Christmas break, when my son was in school, he had pulled his neck playing basketball. He heard a pop. And when he went to the nurse called my husband and said, you know, your son is here. She knows she can't get a hold of me because I'm, you know, gloved up or something. And so she calls my husband up and says, you know, your son is here and I have a heating pad. And my husband's like, why did you put a heating pad on his neck? You put ice. Now, I didn't know my husband had already said that. So, you know, he's like, my wife is out of a room. Talk to her. We'll pick him up. So she goes, yes, hi, I have your son here. He hurt his neck. I have a heating pad. I go, no heating pad. Ice. So, and I mean, God bless the school nurse. I mean, with what she has to deal with. You know, she's a great lady. But we make that mistake of going to heat. So if you ever hurt your back initially, your initial injury, you ice. And you do that for about 2-3 days.
Yeah, you could do it 10 minutes at a time. You could do it 20 minutes off, or 20 minutes on, 10 minutes off. There's a variety of different ways to do it, depending on how you injured yourself. Of course, you need to protect the skin underneath, right? My husband, he's a chiropractor. He always recommends a bag of peas, frozen peas, but not what it's like a lump where it's all kind of roly-poly. That's very good because it could kind of conform to you. And there's also, you know, very fancy schmancy ice packs out there, but definitely ice pack with some protection of your skin. You ice when you first hurt yourselves. Now, although I do recommend you go to your physician or your chiropractor, a lot of times what we'll do then for the next stage of it is some anti-inflammatories. Remember, when you pulled a muscle or when you pull out your back, it's a strain of the muscle. You have sprains and you have strains. Sprains are your ligaments. You sprain your knee. Yet strain, you strain the muscles, okay? So a muscle strain, you could have a muscle fiber that, you know, could have little tears of your muscle fibers. You could have muscle spasm, etc. True, heat helps with that, but that's, of course, later after the few days. But you'll get some inflammation. Whenever you have injury, right, some sort of a pull, whether there's some muscle fibers that tore, your body's going to immediately try to swell that area up or bring its inflammatory juices for protection, right? Like whenever you hurt your knee and it starts to swell, your body does that so you don't use your knee. Right? When your knee is all swollen up, you can't move it. Right? It's a protective mechanism. So even though you don't get that much swelling in your back because of movement and the way the body is, you'll still have the inflammatory juices flowing there. The problem is those can also cause damage in itself. All right, especially when you start having issues with your spine and the vertebrae. And a lot of people that have had multiple issues with their back and injuries, you start to see extra bony sediments. We call it otosclerosis, osteophytes, bone spurs, and, you know, sometimes even fusion of your bones as the bones start to grow together because of inflammation. So inflammation, even though it's a defense mechanism, it could actually cause more damage. That's why we like to go to the anti-inflammatory, like your Motrin, Aleve, Naproxen, those, you know, the generic and brand name mixed in there. So you do ice to decrease inflammation, and then we would do anti-inflammatories. None of you take an anti-inflammatory without checking with your doctor, because, again, if any of you are on Coumadin, blood thinners, have an ulcer, that could be dangerous, kidney disease, etc. But that usually would be kind of the next plan of action. Then we start some physical therapy, or we do some chiropractic, or recommend massage. You know, sometimes we x-ray. Now, I know studies have come out saying, oh, don't x-ray everybody with back pain. You know, they're right. You know, you keep pulling the same muscle. How many x-rays do you need? But again, in this litigious society, if you're a new patient and you're coming in with back pain, it's pretty bad. Yes, they're going to want to look. But here's the thing. We take an x-ray usually to look for fractures and to look for tumors. But one advantage I see with the x-ray, because we have an x-ray machine in our office, is the way your vertebrae are aligned. You know, many of you think you're straight, you know, straight like a ladder. And a lot of times you're not. Some of you have some scoliosis that have never been diagnosed, mild scoliosis where your back is in the shape of an S. Some of you, you just have some, you know, spondylolisthesis and the kind of mild dislocations of your vertebrae that are either pushed forward, pushed back, etc., and push it aside, and we could see that. And when we see that, I like to show the patient. So, you know, I could tell them, look, you ain't lying, okay? You know, if you're in pain, I could see why. Look at the way your back is. Look at the structure. All right. And remember, the muscle that have to attach to the bones that are already in an awkward shape, one side is going to be tight, the other one's going to be soft, and so you're going to get some pain. Now, of course, that's why we like chiropractic, because if you are a little bit out of alignment, click, 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 they click you back. It's great. Massage, we love it. Work the muscle out, get the circulation back in there. Wonderful. Physical therapist, God bless them. Wonderful. So, but, you know, going back to what should you do initially, you ice it. You ice it, get yourself to the doctor, let them see you. And then later, you know, for those of you with chronic pain, there's a regimen of back exercises and stretches and then alternating ice and heat. We don't just say heat, 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 heat. Bring on the heat. We will recommend ice and heat because ice also helps. The reason why is ice contracts that muscle and then when you're done with the ice, the muscle relaxes. So it's like a form of therapy. Ice is so therapeutic, so therapeutic. Great question, though, because we have a lot of patients with back pain, a lot of listeners with back pain. Absolutely great, great, great article, or a great email, I should say. Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about this. Antidepressant talk therapy failed to beat placebo. So that means many of you that are on antidepressants or seeing a therapist is not doing anything, really? I don't know if I buy that. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. They say neither antidepressants nor talk therapy were able to outperform inactive placebo pills in a new clinical trial. The findings published in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry add to evidence that people receiving, quote-unquote, real depression treatment and studies from antidepressants, say John DeWart, often do no better than people given the dummy pill, placebo. Okay, so they go through the study here. All right, here's my issue. I have a few issues on this, but I'll be brief, I promise. Okay, when I prescribe antidepressants, Zoloft, Prozac, Paxil, I'm usually not prescribing those medicines for depression. I don't think they work for depression. I don't use those for depression. I use it for people with too much crap on their plate syndrome, you know, where you have work, you have family, you have somebody in the hospital, you have your kid doing drugs, you got so much, you're about to, you know, have a nervous breakdown. What doctors call depression, I don't think you're depressed. I think you got too much crap on your plate syndrome. And sometimes when your serotonin has dropped, you have trouble dealing with it. So I use the medicine for that. I use the medicine for men whose blood pressure is high because they're always stressed. Brings their blood pressure down, believe it or not. I use it for men that internalize and have ulcers, women with migraines, women with PMS. So I can't really think probably when the last time I actually used one of those SSRI, serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors, for true depression. All right? I think true depression has to be treated differently, either with Wellbutrin, with cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy, psychotherapy, and there's other medicines, too, that you could use. But I really don't use those medicines. So I want to say right now, if all they did was test patients with these SSRIs or SNRIs, well, I'd say, well, duh. You know, no. Now, talk therapy. I think therapy has some huge advantages. But many of my patients, they come to me because the therapist refers them. Says, go see Dr. Dahlia, because it looks like the therapy isn't helping. And so with the therapy not helping, then we'll have to add a medication. We'll have to add a medication. And it's really frustrating for people. And I get that, because you want to do it yourselves. And a lot of people with depression, they'll say, well, I'm told I have a chemical imbalance. I hate that term, chemical imbalance. But what the doctor's trying to say is it's something you can't control. All right. There's people who say, look, I want to be happy. I want to giggle. Right. I want to run to the mall. I want to be happy. And I can't. I can't get myself to be elated. Well, they're trying. You know, not that going to the mall. I don't like going to the mall. That depresses me. But you know what? They try and they can't. Well, then it could be a chemical issue. And that's how these medications come into play, because they work with chemicals. But there's a lot more to depression and a lot more to treatment than I think we know, and we've just barely scratched the surface. But what I am happy about is some of these medicines that were originally for depression, we actually can use for other things. All right, we're coming up to the end. I know we got people on the phone line, so please stay patient. We'll get your call after break. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, get your phone calls. We'll also talk about flu shots. Men need to get the flu shots, looks like, in the morning, women in the afternoon, per scientists. We're also going to talk about this California strike that's going on. So please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Lady Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so flu jabs. Really, does it matter when you get the flu shot? Well, in this one study, they said that men should get the flu shot in the morning because their immune systems would handle it better and they would increase their immune response. I think they studied about 300 men, gave them the shot, and found much more of an antibody response with the ones that received the shot in the morning. They say women could still get it in the afternoon. Now, remember, a couple weeks ago, they said children with vaccine that do better if they receive their vaccines later in the afternoon. I'm sure many pediatricians don't like that because, of course, they, you know, nobody wants their clinic, you know, slammed during the afternoon, right? We want to be able to, like, you know, get out at a decent hour. So we like to be busier in the morning when we're fresh. But here's the thing. I'm fresher in the morning. I know I'm a woman, so I probably want to qualify in the study, but I think a lot of us are stronger in the morning. So it does make some sense. But they said, you know, based on our circadian rhythm and our cycle, you want to get your injections when you're the most strong. Well, I would say, you know what? I don't think we need a scientist to tell us that. I think we know, right? My best time is the morning. Best time. My second best time is the evening. My worst time is 2 to 5:30. 2 to 5:30, I'm exhausted. I'm, you know, now with my new schedule, I think I'm getting a little bit more peppy, but maybe I just say 2 to 5, my worst time of the day. That's when I'm my weakest. So no, I probably wouldn't do anything at that time. I probably wouldn't get injections, et cetera. Remember, the whole purpose of the vaccine is to induce your own body's immune response to recognize the antigen you're getting the vaccine for. So you want to build up a good immune response, which is why we always tell you, do not get the flu shot when you're sick or the pneumonia shot, et cetera. You need to get the shot when you're healthy and when you could, you know, build up your antibodies. So just, you know, get it when you're stronger. Don't do it when you're fasting. Don't, you know? Okay. All right. Let's talk about this nursing strike that happened today in California. And it's going to happen January 3rd in New York. It looks like nurses are getting a little bit upset with their rates, with the amount of sick leave that may be eliminated, as well as the lack of staff. Apparently, there's lack of nursing staff all over, and these overworked nurses are afraid they're going to make potentially deadly mistakes. So apparently, there was a one-day strike in California at, I believe, in Berkeley, which affected... trying to say they aren't giving us an easy out here. Long Beach Memorial Medical Center isn't north. It's not north side of California, but Alta Bates Summit Medical Center is. All right. So what they're claiming is when Obamacare takes over, there's going to be a lot of cuts that hospitals agree to. And a lot of these cuts are going to be taken out of nurses' pay. It's going to take out of their sick leave, and hospitals are going to probably hire less nurses. Well, of course they are. I mean, of course they are. I don't think hospitals are going to take on extra nurses, right? Because, again, they have to pay for health insurance, et cetera. And they said that the hospitals had agreed to many of these cuts because they were promised with Obamacare that when the 32 million uninsured people get insurance, they're going to throw hospital dollars and money dollars into the hospital system and medical system. All right, sounds good in theory, but first of all, I don't think 32 million Americans are going to get health insurance when Obamacare kicks in, right? Because how is Obamacare ensuring that people are insured? Well, one is they're mandating the employers insure you and the family. If not, they get fined. And number two, if you're unemployed, you have to pay yourself. So what do you think the employer is going to do if they need to save money and the recession hasn't improved? Right? They're going to can you. Or they're going to hire people that don't have big families. So I think many of the uninsured are going to be the people that are unemployed. And many of them are just going to take the fine. So these hospitals have taken a huge gamble, agreeing to millions of dollars of cuts because they think they're going to make it on the back end when all these people get insurance. All right? I think many people are going to take the fine. We've heard this over and over and over again. Employers are going to take the fine. They need to keep staff back. Now, why? Okay, what are these nurses making? Now, I'm under the impression RNs, I think all nurses are underpaid, to be honest. You know, you guys out there, God bless you. You're the backbone of our healthcare system. You know how much I love you guys. Honestly, I a doctor is only as good as their staff and their colleagues. And the nurses, we can't do what we need to do without the nurses. So as far as I'm concerned, whatever you're getting is underpaid. And RNs make an average of $40,000 to $80,000 a year. Well, these particular nurses, though, that are striking, from what I understand, are making an average of $136,000 a year and a pension plan worth $84,000. Bill Gleason, a spokesman for the hospital group, which was being striked, said they pay nurses an average of $136,000 and a pension plan worth $84,000. No wonder they want to cut staff. All right. You know how many nurses you could have at $50,000, $60,000? You could have two nurses at $60,000 for the one making $136,000. Now, again, all right, if he's right, Why are these nurses complaining? You know how many of us are like $136,000? The doctors now in this recession, the primary care providers aren't making this much. Right. I, you know, and like I said, I think nurses are underpaid, mind you. But, you know, aren't we in a crisis now? If this guy is full of baloney and they aren't making this much and they're making 40 to 80,000 a year and they're about to lose health insurance benefits or whatever the hospital's cutting back. Yeah, I see. I have a gripe. But really, $136,000, I would say thank you and keep your job. You know how many of us would want to make that? Blows my mind. But what's so significant about what's going on here is you see the mess and the turmoil that this affordable health care plan has already started. Now, yeah, strikes have been around for years. People have strike, you know, have gone on strike or struck, you know, whatever the past tense is. You know, I'm not just blaming Obamacare for strikes. But hospitals are freaking out. Medical groups are freaking out. Everybody is freaking out in anticipation of 2014 and some of the changes before then. Wasn't Obamacare supposed to be a relief? Wasn't it? All right. Now, true, some of you who have health insurances that aren't covering pre-existing conditions, yes, it is going to be a relief. And I'm for that. All right. I think pre-existing conditions should be covered. Absolutely. Some of you with insurance caps, you've had multiple transplants, cancer surgery, your insurance is in pain. Absolutely. That is going to provide a relief. But two, I think everybody else, we're freaking out. It's scary. Very scary. And so now you have the nurses, they're saying, look, we're striking because of the hospital changes that are going to happen with Obamacare. Now, one had said, what? They're fine. They have enough money. They're fine. Right? They said they're acting like they're financially strapped, but they're not strapped. But you see, here's my problem with that argument. I thought hospitals have been financially strapped, which is why they're closing. Or we've been hearing about hospitals closing. We've been hearing about drug shortages, staff shortages. I mean, even in England, all right, their A&E centers, their accident emergency centers, some of the hospitals are closing them down at night because they don't have staff. All right, I'm under the impression that the hospitals are very strapped because they're covering the uninsured, et cetera. But my big concern is you see what's going to happen here in 2014. Hospitals agreed to many, many cuts. Also, many of the liberals agreed to the Medicare cuts and a lot of the cuts that were in this bill. But they did it because they thought they would, on the back end, get these uninsured people to put money in the system. I still don't see how Obamacare is going to insure all these people. Because I don't think employers are going to hire them. I don't see 32 million people getting hired anytime soon. I don't. Not when the employers now are mandated to pay for health insurance or be fined. And we all know how much insurance it costs. The fine is cheaper. So I'm sorry, if those 32 million don't have health insurance, these guys just took a big gamble. Scary. I don't know if I want to see this in a couple years. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Toys hurting kids' hearing, right? And baby formula that could kill. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your need. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song.
It's not impossible.
iTunesBomb.com, and let's end these wars.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Kids and teens shouldn't really be drinking these caffeinated drinks. Well, now they have these caffeine inhalers, little caffeine canisters that you could take on planes, you could stick in your pocket. It's called AeroShot, pure energy caffeine inhaler, yellow and gray canister of caffeine powder and B vitamins. It looks like a tube of lipstick. No, I'm not doing a commercial for them. I'm not happy about this. It's going to be sold over the counter within a month. No age restrictions. All right? No age restrictions. So anybody can get this inhaler and use it as a jolt. I mean, see, caffeine is legal, so these companies, they're being crafty. Now, of course, I have a huge issue with it, with this, because, you know, we're trying to stop the child, you know, these kids drinking energy drinks and alcohol, right? So, you know, they start taking some energy drinks off the shelves. Now they have this. Really? Do you kids really need a hit of caffeine? Well, they probably do, because they're up late at night, you know, watching television and playing video games. You know, one of my kids, he just got the Old Republic game. And I guess that's the Star Wars version of World of Warcraft. I don't know. And I'm going to, you know, ask him to go to bed, right? 9 o'clock, I'll say bedtime. He'll be like, okay, Mom, nothing's going to happen. 9:15, bedtime. Fine. 9:30, time for bed. You know, so by 10 o'clock, I'm cussing, right? But he's going to, and then he's going to probably play it in his room. So then I'm going to have to, at 11 o'clock, come in, take the computer, take the monitor, throw it out of the room. Mom, you're so mean. I'm going to call Child Protective Services. Where did they learn that? Where did kids learn now to say they're going to call Child Protective Services, right? Right? For taking their computer out of the room. I didn't get a computer out of the room. We only had one television set that was black and white till the 80s, honestly. Then we got a color TV, and it was old. It was used. Really, computers in their room. I pulled a computer out of their room. Oh, my gosh. Mom, you aren't buying me an iPhone like the other kids. Really, this is abuse. Abuse. I'll show you abuse. You know, it's funny. A study came out today saying kids that argue with their mom, that argue, i.e. backtalk, actually handle peer pressure better. Did you guys hear about that study? Are you kidding me? I don't have it in front of me. When I saw it, I practically vomited. They said children that argue with your mom. Wait a second, I have something coming up here. Teen, okay, I got something here. Looks like I did. University of Virginia researchers, okay, recruited a racially, ethnically, and socioeconomically diverse pool of participants of more than 150 families, and they found that adolescents who held their own in family discussions were better at standing up to peer influences to use drugs or consume alcohol. Are you kidding me? That held their own? You don't hold your own when you're talking to your mother or your father. You say yes, sir. Are you kidding me? Teens who more openly express their opinions with their moms are more likely to get a backhand, no, or more likely than others to resist peer pressure to use drugs or drink alcohol. Are you kidding me? Really? Really? We're going to teach our kids to be insolent? Well, subordinate, really? No, I'm sorry, that doesn't fly. Arguing with Mom, that's the title of this study. Arguing with Mom protects teens from peer pressure. Oh, that's not going to happen. You respect your mama. Oh, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen at all. Now, I am concerned. My kids, they do backtalk to me because we really don't hit the kids. You know, I mean, in my family, you backtalk, you lose a tooth. And, you know, we only have X number of teeth. And so, no, that wouldn't happen. Daddy had the belt. You didn't do that. I mean, we're raising our kids differently. There's all these laws. You get arrested, you know. I mean, so it's my kids, they do backtalk more. They're not scared of me. You know, they think I'm funny. I'm work a lot. So the few hours I see them, you know, we kind of go back and forth. I mean, I think they respect me, but they definitely talk back. I don't get that yes, ma'am. I don't get that okay. I don't. And I'm working on it, okay? Remember, I'm a medical doctor. I do the Dr. Dahlia show. I don't try to pretend to be the best parent in the world. I don't try to pretend to be the best singer in the world, okay? I don't. I pretend to be sexy, right? Blonde, right? A 36, 26, 22. No, that's not how I am. But anyway, don't let that happen if you see that study. No way. But anyway, back to this caffeine inhaler Don't let your kids do this, all right? Caffeine and alcohol is dangerous. These kids, I don't know how much they're going to take. Can you overdose on caffeine? Yeah, I think you can. They say this Arishat delivers 100 milligrams of caffeine, the same amount as a large cup of coffee. Remember last week we were talking about how much caffeine a child shouldn't have per day? They shouldn't be going over 100 milligrams per day. That should be max. And Arishat gives 100 per hit, and it's only $2.99. Now, the website says not intended for kids younger than 12, but it's over-the-counter. It's a safe product that delivers caffeine and a mix of B vitamins to the mouth. All right? I'm sorry. My kids could eat their Flintstones. Flintstones. That should be fine. Oh, my gosh. Okay, speaking of kids, they say noisy toys could harm kids' hearing. Okay, remember we talked about 85 decibels? We really, really can't be going beyond that because it does cause hearing damage. Well, they found 24 popular toys in the 100 decibel range, which is equal to a chainsaw subway train. So get this, okay? Road rippers, lightning rods, 108 decibels right at the speaker, 12 inches a foot away at 68. IM T-Pain microphone, 100 decibels. Tonka Mighty motorized fire engine, 100. I know, some of you already got these when you went to Walmart. I know. This, where's the Sesame Street Let's Rock Elmo? Yeah, I saw that. I was thinking about getting it for my niece. 95 decibels. VTech Magical Learning Wand, Green Lantern Colossal Canyon, don't know what that is. TAPS Electronic Reflex Game, Whack-A-Mole Game, Marvel, Super Shield Captain America. These things are close to 100 in decibels. They bother the parents, right? But, I mean, you know, it could be making your kids deaf. Look, your kids are going to start going deaf when they listen to music in high school. We really don't need our little 4 or 5-year-olds going deaf. Crazy. Okay. Walmart and many stores have been pulling a baby formula off the shelves. A little kid died in Missouri from a possible bacterial contamination of powdered infant formula. They believe the Enfamil newborn formula. Now, they're not recalling it, all right? Formula has been tested through and through, but apparently this bacteria, now they aren't giving us the name. They aren't telling us if it's Listeria salmonella. I don't have the name of it yet, but they said this bacteria caused one death and actually made another infant sick, but the other infant that consumed the baby formula and became sick has recovered. Now, they say consumers have bought formula in 12.5-ounce cans with lot number ZP1K7G can return them, get a refund. Those are the ones that need to. You know, the government, like I said, has not ordered a recall, but the manufacturer said tests showed the batch was negative for the bacteria before it was shipped. So what happened? Was it opened? Was there an issue with packaging? Was there an issue with, packaging or shipping? We don't know. So, sorry, that's my iPhone. La, la, la. Oh, Facebook post. That's nice. Sorry, let me shut that down. All right, so baby formula Enfamil newborn has been having some concerns. So please check the website to see if there's any expansion of the possible recall. Okay, really quickly, it looks like that Arizona State University ASU 23-year-old girl was found in her vehicle. Remember, she was missing. She had been stranded in the snow for 10 days. All right, Lauren Elizabeth Weinberg, an ASU senior, found alive and well. Apparently, she ate on, I believe, M&M's, melted snow in the sun to drink water. She did okay. This story kind of hits home because when I was a student in high school, one of my friends, his sister and another actually were smoking pot while they were driving up to a snow bowl and got stuck. They, for some reason, got stuck. By the time they were found, one lady, one of the girls had to have her legs amputated. Another one lost her toes. So I got to tell you, with the storm in the Midwest right now, all of you, please be safe. Don't travel if you don't have to. All right, guys, great hour. Can't wait to talk to you again. If this is your stop, have a great, easy, safe ride home. If not, stay on board for more Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.